Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
It's Chris Bavone with the Fantasy Sports News Update. In the NFL, news, of course, the biggest story from the league is the Oakland and soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders trading for future Hall of Famer Antonio Brown from the Steelers. And actually, before I even get into this report about what Drew Rosenhaus had to say about the whole trade, Dane, I think you kind of had a little bit of a prediction right here.
However, Joe, if we are just picking one team and you're taking just Carolina, if I have to take one team, it would not be Green Bay. Okay. If it had to be one team, you know, when you gave your analysis, Joe, one of the things you said was what makes the most sense. I'm going to go with a team where I don't think they care about what makes sense. If I have to pick one team, Joe, I'm going to take the Oakland Raiders.
Dysfunction, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't – you know what? That is such a splice job. I can't even begin to tell you.
No, it is not. I don't know. I sent you the damn clip.
That is a splice job. I can't even get a clip done every day, but you somehow managed to splice that up, man. That's ridiculous. Absolutely. I'm calling foul.
Wow. No. Sent you the link. Admit it, Joe.
Total foul. Oh, now he's got a link. I can't get this guy to come up with anything. Well, I'm still waiting for the soccer picks from Friday, and he somehow manages to pull this out of his ass.
Check your G-Chat. I sent you the link. Acknowledge
it. Disgusted with all of you. Don't remember it that way.
I will say I'm not the one that cut up this this one. This is courtesy of the of our FNTSY YouTube page. I wanted to make sure I give credit to where credit is due there.
You can see the video. There's no splicing involved.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Joe, I will attest there is no splicing job going on in here. None whatsoever.
Definitely not from you, Buffett. Definitely not from you. There's not.
Hey, watch it. Watch it. Watch it there. Anyways, I wanted to get into what – I really wanted to get into what Drew Rosenhaus had to say about this, basically saying why the Raiders were actually a great fit for his client. He said to ESPN, John Gruden, I believe, is a future Hall of Fame coach and one of the greatest offensive minds in football, and the Raiders have a fantastic quarterback in Derek Carr. They have a great tradition, great fan base, moving to Las Vegas. He goes on this is just a great fit for Antonio. He wanted a fresh start and certainly got an opportunity to go to a renowned franchise, one of the marquee franchises in the NFL, a historical team. I'm sure Al Davis would be very proud of this transaction. Guys, That's not throwing shade at what we guess is not a so historical team in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's an interesting fit, but I think it's more PR, it's more buzz, it's more about, you know, getting people talking about the Raiders as they move to Vegas. Joe mentioned it earlier, their odds went from like 100 to 1 to 80 to 1. No one really thinks they're going to be contending even with AB this year.
Joe, you got nothing for us, huh?
What is he supposed to say? You're talking about Drew Rosenhaus here. Of course he's going to say, this is the greatest thing out. This is win-win for everybody. The Steelers got smoked. They got fleeced. You got to be kidding me. But I would expect nothing less from Drew Rosenhaus. Hey, man, things went great. It could not have worked out any better for both of us. Well, it worked out better with Buffalo, but you poo-pooed that. So, I guess, yeah, win-win.
Well, he was also asked if there was any bad blood between Antonio Brown and Pittsburgh. He said there really isn't. And really, it was just nothing more than a divorce. But
In other
NFL news, multiple sources told ESPN that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been actively shopping wide receiver DeSean Jackson for a potential trade that the Philadelphia Eagles would be a preferred destination for D-Jax. The Eagles are expected to have mutual interest in Jackson, who will provide the deep threat they sorely lacked in 2018 after they lost Mike Wallace to a broken leg early in the season. However, it's to be determined whether they'd be willing to trade for him or would be interested only if Tampa Bay released DeSean Jackson. He did sell his home in Tampa, Florida, and he still has 1 year left on his $33.5 million contract. Guys, you know, I'll ask you, Dane, do you think that we're going to see a Philly D-Jacks reunion, and could this be good for them, Eagles?
I think it's quite possible. You know, as we hit the new league year this week, there's going to be a lot of player movement. DeSean Jackson would fill a role there. But I don't know necessarily if a reunion is in the cards. I think it's viable, and much like we're seeing with other people like Earl Thomas or, you know, Antonio Brown, they're trying to create the narrative to force their way to certain places. But, you know, I don't know if DeSean Jackson is exactly what he once was, or if the Eagles actually have that need. I think the Eagles are going to be playing in the running back pool a little bit more than in the wide receiver pool.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I think it'd be an interesting move to see DeSean Jackson back in Philly. I don't like D-Jax in Philly, but he's not the same. He's not the same guy that we remember taking
not
that touchdown. Not taking that touchdown at MetLife Stadium. Anyways, guys,
yeah, the punt
that,
turn.
That's the news for me. I'm Chris Bavona. I did find my Knicks sweater though, Joe.
Guys love these 40-year-old wide receivers.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Gonna do just that for you this hour as we get ready. It is conference championship week for the Big Five. A couple of mid-major championships wrap up today, but welcome in here. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. And a lot of talk here today, of course, about Antonio Brown. We will get to that. Also, last night in the NBA, something that almost never happens or hasn't happened the last 18 times they played, and that was the Warriors losing to the Phoenix Suns. 18 straight victories. And, oh, by the way, over the last 20 years, the Golden State Warriors, when they're at least a 17-point favorite or greater, which is what they were last night, 85-1 in the last 20 years, which just goes to show you guys that, remember this, this isn't like, you know, Hofstra playing Duke. This is
On any given night, NBA friggin' A.
These boys can ball. They can all ball. Even the crappiest of crap can ball every now and then, and it's a good reminder that, yes, for the most part, the team with the most talent should win. But that doesn't mean on a Sunday night in Oakland, up a 17-point favorite, don't mean to count out the Phoenix Suns, the New York Knicks, or anybody else, because that can happen, and it can happen a lot in an NBA season, Dane.
Yeah, didn't the Suns also beat the Milwaukee Bucks this year? At one point, remember?
Hello?
So, literally the team, like, with the worst record in the NBA, you know, aside from the Knicks, and who's really counting the Knicks anyway, you know, these Phoenix Suns have beaten Golden State. They have beaten Milwaukee. So to your narrative, right, on any given day. And also, Joe, sometimes this is the reality of sometimes scheduling losses, right?
Yes.
Back-to-back nights, you know, deflated after the one game, four games in 5 nights. You know, these are real data points. All right. Yep. Think about you when you fly across country. Think about you when you don't get a day off. These are human beings. And sometimes, to me, this is like, look at the schedule. It's really important.
Especially in the NBA. By the way, Draymond plus minus four when he was on the court last night for 30 minutes. That's not good, Draymond.
But
could be the Shrek is the weakest link there. All right, big final hour coming your way. We'll talk about Gruden and AB. That's next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards member at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Normally, it'd be a big deal if the president was hanging out with a chick that owned massage parlors and just got busted and an NFL owner. In 2019, it's like, nothing.
We're so desensitized that right now, it's like, yeah, what's next?
Imagine Barack Obama's kickback watching the NBA finals with a massage parlor that Mark Cuban just got busted at getting a handjob. Like, it would be, like, freaked out. Nowadays, it's like, whatever.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Welcome in, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Happy Monday. Hope the weekend was a bit profitable for you. We look to make sure that your Monday will start off profitable. Coming up bottom of the hour, we've got some TNA for you, a couple of trends and angles tonight as we head into conference championship week for the Big Five, the ACC, the Big Ten, the SEC, Pac-12, yada, yada, yada. And we'll try and point you to the right direction and give you a few of those trends and angles that'll help you make it profitable. But the weekend was all about Antonio Brown and how he basically just smoked, and I mean smoked, Kevin Gilbride and the whole Pittsburgh Steeler organization. And there's a lot of trickle down that's going to happen from this moving to the Raiders, not only for a third and a fifth, which is highway robbery to begin with for a guy that, you know, averages about 1,200 yards a year. But the idea that he was under contract and manufactured this trade on his own by going to social media and basically pointing the finger at Ben Roethlisberger and the organization, calling out everybody in between, thus forcing their hand to have to trade him. I think what you are going to start seeing, not from everyone, because this only works with the very elite players, but I think what you're going to start seeing is the Julio Joneses of the world, the Tyreek Hills of the world. These guys that all have these big paydays, these next round of contracts coming, where prior to what happened over the weekend with Antonio Brown, these guys were kind of at, they were kind of at the mercy of owners, like a lot of NFL players were. But we saw Khalil Mack do it last year when he wouldn't return the phone call to the Raiders. Thus, all of a sudden, now Gruden comes in and ownership's like, what are we doing? He won't talk to us. They had to trade him to Chicago. And Antonio Brown essentially did the same damn thing here to the Pittsburgh Steelers, forcing their hand under contract, forcing their hand to not only trade him, but he traded and made $20 million. now guaranteed up to $50 million. He actually made more money by being traded. So congratulations, Antonio Brown. However, I think the other wide receivers, the Julio Joneses of the world, the A.J. Greens of the world, they might be the bigger beneficiaries of what just happened with Antonio Brown over the weekend, Dane.
Yep, and this is what we were talking about. I was saying that, you know, I think last week we talked about it. The way I framed it was like, maybe it's you and I who are on some like get off my lawn kind of vantage point for this. Like the narrative, the landscape is changing, and players now started maybe in the NBA, but now even in the NFL do have the ability to kind of leverage social media or be a crybaby in essence and force their way out. And if it's successful, if it's working, you know, you mentioned it, it ultimately worked for Khalil Mack. It ultimately worked for Antonio Brown, you know, and what these players are doing, whether it's Mack and Brown or even on a slightly different conversation with a guy like Le'Veon Bell, what they are doing for the rest of the players out there are setting the precedent. You know, so that now when another player tries to do it, it's like, yeah, I'll sit on out, or yeah, I won't report to that team. That's something that teams and GMs now have to consider, have to bake in. The nuclear option is more valid from the player's point of view, and that's something they have to really consider. And similarly to what I said about how Machado and Harper's money really helps guys like Trout, Judge, Lindor, and other young stars who, when their time comes up, they can now use this as precedent. You're absolutely right. Guys like Julio Jones, AJ Green can use this as precedent if they want it to, as part of the kind of their approach. But in order to do this, one of the things you said, Joe, that I think is very important is Antonio Brown dominated the league for the better part of the last 6 years. You have to still be that kind of elite talent for it to move the needle. For like Lev Bell saying, I'm going to sit out, for it to move the needle. Your mid-level wide receiver, Kenny Golladay, is not going to be able to do this. You know what I mean? You have to – I actually don't even know that Odell Beckham is at the level that he's going to be able to do this. It has to actually matter enough. You have to be at that level to actually manipulate the narrative on this. Real quick, Joe, something I think is hysterical. Ian Rappaport on Twitter 10 minutes ago, okay, is saying the Lions plan to sign former Patriots and Dolphins wideout Danny Amendola. What I think is interesting, if you look at this tweet that Ian Rappaport is out, all the comments afterwards are people being like, are you sure, Ian? Or memes being like, I don't believe you, Ian. So to your point about Ian Rappaport's credibility on that, I do think is interesting. Last thing I want to mention, Joe, I'm in the chat room. Our guy Justin Bruni, who's in there all the time, says, I remember Speed's take last week on AB verbatim. There was no splicing involved.
You guys, I got to tell you, I want some sort of verification process going on. Did you send me the link?
I did. It's in the G chat, brother, man.
All right, I'm going to take that link. I'm going to send it to a couple of FBI experts over there, and we're going to get to the bottom of the splicing issue here.
I acknowledge I lost the LeBron playoff bet. It's time for you to acknowledge as well, Joe, but that's okay.
Nope, don't remember it like that. Never admit it. Denial, baby, not just a river in Africa. I'll tell you that right now, man. That's how we do it. But I will also say this, that Chucky took an awful lot of crap from Raider fans on his entrance into a 10-year deal worth allegedly $100 million, which is what the Raiders gave him. And that man took a beating from everybody, from the casual fan to the diehard fan. I mean, hell, even the announcers during games, every time Khalil Mack would sack somebody for the Bears, It was Gruden this, Gruden that. Just so we all understand, okay, what Gruden ended up pulling off here today was – he ended up not only getting a number one for Amari Cooper, but he only had to give back a number three and a number five. And if I'm not correct, they still hold the number four, the number 18, the number 28, the number 35. They still hold enough draft assets to be able to fill the other holes that they have on this team. And, oh, yeah, by the way, all those people who crucified Gruden over the year for doing what he did. And he got this one right. And not only did he get this one right, I think we're starting to see, I wouldn't at all be surprised if Le'Veon Bell is the next domino to fall and also become a Pittsburgh Steeler. Why not make the Raiders the Steelers of the West here? It would go exactly to what they're trying to do and how they're trying to do it. But I think many of us are starting to see that maybe Gruden wasn't as crazy as we thought he was. Maybe he was just shedding what they didn't know, what they didn't need, trying to get that draft capital. Go out, get yourself an Antonio Brown, take advantage of the situation. Maybe go out, get a Le'Veon Bell now. But if not, you still got 5 to 7 draft picks here over the next year or two to be able to go out and get some studs and fill that roster up. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, in 2 years, you'll be in Vegas and you'll be in a situation where, hell, even if you don't like what Derek Carr brings to the table this year, you still have enough draft capital that you could, in another year, his contract isn't what, you know, what Ben Roethlisberger or somebody else is. He's actually very tradable, Derek Carr. So if you want to trade him, you'll have plenty of people lining up to get Derek Carr. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, go get yourself a Tua. Go get yourself a Justin Herbert. Yep. So Gruden has put himself in a position for this franchise to be extremely successful over the next 2 years. Hence, nobody gave him any credit. Banged it. He's out of touch. Can't play in his game anymore. Well, look now, because I don't hear anybody bashing Gruden right now.
So here's the thing, and we weren't doing shows together at this point, Joe, but one of the things I did say on air, we could pull the video from that too, when we were talking about this, is I was saying John Gruden doesn't give a damn about A, Oakland fans, or any players currently on the roster. Here's the critical point here, Joe. Gruden got a 10-year contract to be the head coach of the Raiders, and he knew they were moving to Vegas in 2 years. So he was clearly breaking it all down because he had a leash. He had that time, and he knew that what they really needed to do was be on the upswing and be in the news as they moved to Vegas, and he has accomplished that. They upgrade from Cooper to AB. They get a first out of the deal. They give up a third and a fifth, and they still have 4 of the top 35 picks in this upcoming draft. I thought they'd have to spend one of them for AB. They didn't even have to spend their second round pick.
All right, I'm going on record right now. Le'Veon Bell to the Oakland Raiders.
That'll be announced last week.
It's happening.
You retweeted a tweet of mine.
I don't want to hear it.
You retweeted my tweet that said it.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
Go ahead and swing for the fences this daily fantasy baseball season with DailyRoto.com. If you are playing MLB DFS on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto is going to help you hit your first home run as the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package is now live. You need lineup alerts or weather updates? They've got you covered. How about fantasy projections? They got you covered there as well. Lineup optimizers to compete with the pros. Yeah, they got that. They've got you there covered. So you can save 10% on winning MLB DFS advice with an early bird special using the promo code LEADOFF19. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package only at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code LEADOFF19 and get your 10% early bird discount today. And it bears repeating, if you consider yourself to be a sports investor of any sort on any level and you want to take it serious because you want to be profitable, then not to utilize the tools that they offer you with those optimizers, with the statistics, kind of diving into places that you normally wouldn't or other handicappers wouldn't. You are just cheating yourself. You're leaving money on the table by not utilizing what it is that the guys bring to the table. And we talked about it earlier, Dane. I mean, DailyRoto.com, it is your one-stop shop for every piece of analytical information you could need in order to make smart sports investing decisions. NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL, you name it. When it comes to these optimizers and these stats, nobody does it like DailyRoto.com. So don't cheat yourself here. Be profitable in 2019, even if you don't play DFS. You don't have to be a DFS player to utilize the info that they provide there and use it and switch it over to sports investing, because it's too valuable not to look at.
Yeah, absolutely. I love your sports investing kind of moniker and mantra here. It's the same thing. You're looking for insights. You're looking for data. You're looking for angles and trends. And whether you apply that to the DFS world or the gambling world, you want to be informed. So it's not a bet. It is an investment. The last thing I'll say, you know, Joe, on this Oakland Raiders thing, you know, I'm talking about how I made those points and stuff like that before. I'm not trying to belabor that point. We said that what I think is important here is that the Raiders didn't even use one of their like top 35 picks. They still have 4 of the top 35 picks. They also, by the way, sent a guard, Osemele, to the Jets yesterday, improved draft stock there by flipping picks. The other thing I'll say, and you know, free agency starts this week, Joe, even with all this, even with the Antonio Brown contract, Joe, the Raiders will still have the 4th most cap space to spend in this offseason. The Colts have over $100 million, then the Jets at $80 after this trade, then the Bills at $73, then the Oakland Raiders with $70 million. So John Gruden and new GM Mike Mayock with 4 picks in the top 35 and $70 million in a budget, you can turn a team around pretty quickly in Oakland. And he was not about this year for the Raiders. He's on a 10-year plan.
Good point. But here's the deal before we start celebrating the signing of Antonio Brown here as Raider fans. And you should be happy, because no team in the history of the NFL has ever been able to have any sort of success without a couple of star players. So Antonio Brown is definitely that, even at age 30. But the problem with Antonio Brown and the Raiders is just beginning. Because let us not forget, it wasn't too long ago, you had a pretty damn good wide receiver in Amari Cooper, and Derek Carr made him invisible. So the idea that all of a sudden Antonio Brown, and we talked about this last week, okay, do not get it wrong. Wide receivers don't make the quarterback. Okay, the quarterback makes the wide receiver. So anybody that has these illusions of grandeur thinking, well, now he's going to make Derek Carr this great quarterback. Yeah, no. See, what's going to happen all of a sudden? See, Brown is used to guys throwing him footballs like, you know, like a Hall of Famer, like Ben Roethlisberger, right, a future Hall of Famer. He's used to him finding him. What's going to happen when that train wreck Derek Carr, instead of hitting him in stride, you know, throws a couple of ground balls to him, which we all know is quite possible? You know, how is he going to react to, you know, competing for AFC North championships and playoffs every year? How in the hell are you going to deal with winning 5, 6, 7 games as an Oakland Raider? And, oh, yeah, by the way, not having 1,500 yards, but maybe having, if you're lucky, 1,000 in junk time. So there's still a lot to be determined about how great this is going to be. But I can tell you right now, it's great to have him, but it's still Derek Carr missing wide open wide receivers. And let's see how Antonio Brown handles that.
You're absolutely right. I mentioned it last week, this idea. You know, we got the quotes, I believe it was from Larry Fitzgerald, you know, who was saying like, hey, watch what you wish for, AB. You're my guy and all, but you've had a Hall of Fame quarterback your entire career. You know, hang out with some of the guys I've had throwing to me, and then you'll understand. But I just make the point of the $70 million and the 4 picks still, Joe, to say that Antonio Brown is not going to be the only addition, you know, to the 2019 Oakland Raiders, right? You mentioned Le'Veon Bell. There's a lot of other guys out there. So it may be a big kind of, you know, renovation out there in the Bay before they head to Sin City. $70 million can buy you a lot, but you're absolutely right. Don't get it twisted. You've had Big Ben throwing you the ball, you know, for your entire career. It's a very different thing. To be quite honest, Joe, and I don't want to go off on this tangent, but that's why I have always said I believe DeAndre Hopkins is actually the best wide receiver in the NFL, because all these other guys, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Keenan Allen, and the like, Tyreek Hill, they have top-notch quarterbacks throwing to them. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't been doing it for the last 5, 6 years with guys like Fitzpatrick and TJ Yates, you know, throwing him the ball in a revolving door. To your point, it is the quarterback that does it. My boy D-Hop is doing it with, you know, the bottom of the barrel at quarterback. AB has to realize he had it pretty good for his career. He also, by the way, Joe, had Le'Veon Bell in that backfield taking away defensive attention. I don't know what you're going to have in that vein in Oakland either. People are not stacking the box, you know, against like, you know, James Washington.
Also, don't get it twisted, Steeler fans, okay? Any which way you cut it, you lost one of your own. You lost a superstar, a really good player, even at age 30. And no matter how you try, you are not going to be able to spin this. The fact that Brown is already gone, the fact that you lost Brown and no Le'Veon Bell, your team is not nearly as good as it was with them on it for now. And I think also, I think there's going to be a big dose of reality to Juju Smith-Schuster now that Antonio Brown is hawking the double coverage in the secondary. The fact that they're going to be able to overload and try to shut Juju Schuster down, I think we all might find, including Steelers folks, that, yeah, he might not be nearly as good without Antonio Brown in the lineup or a Le'Veon Bell in the lineup as he was with them. But time will tell, because they don't have a choice. I know he tweeted out last night or over the weekend how I'm ready. And listen, Steeler fans are ready for you as well. But make no mistake, the only reason you've had any success thus far is because you have a Hall of Fame, future Hall of Famer, and Ben Roethlisberger throwing you the ball. But most of the times you're wide open because the secondaries are not worried about Antonio Brown beating him. I think the kid's going to be good, but I think what's going to happen is ultimately Steelers fans might find that replacing Antonio Brown with Juju Smith-Schuster, not necessarily apples to apples. And I think they're going to figure that out rather quickly.
Yep. And in the same vein, James Conner, good running back, not Le'Veon Bell. You know what I mean? No. It's kind of the same thing. Here's what I think is interesting. I'm up on the book right now over at FanDuel, Joe. over under 1,200 receiving yards, over under 9.5 touchdowns this year for Antonio Brown. 1,200 and 9.5 touchdowns. Those are the odds. You know, the fun part, though, here is, Joe, for fantasy purposes and not investing, winning, like, garbage time production counts just the same. And if, you know, and if the Raiders are going to be down in games facing soft coverage, maybe AB does still rack up the stats for fantasy, but it may not be in winning efforts for the Raiders.
Yeah, and let me – that make, it's a good point, too, and it should be said here, okay? And I had this conversation over the weekend with somebody who just didn't understand. When you have a big player like an Antonio Brown traded, okay, from a betting perspective, it doesn't nearly have the same impact as it does on fantasy. Fantasy is a right. It's a million times more problematic in a fantasy aspect of it, or beneficiary in fantasy, not in sports investing. The fact that Antonio Brown is on the Oakland Raiders from a betting perspective, I'm not Googling and I'm not going, oh my, I can't wait to bet on the Raiders this year. It's got very little effect on the betting aspect of it. It's got a huge effect on what's going to happen in the fantasy world, not just for the Raiders, but for the Steelers now too, for the reasons that we just mentioned. So very little of these big name trades in the NFL that we might hear about or signings, very little does that change the perspective from a betting standpoint, but you bet your ass it does from a fantasy perspective.
Absolutely. So now when you think about, you know, what's left for Pittsburgh, right? Like, there's 150 targets to go around now that Antonio Brown used to have. So whether that's James Washington, the rookie that's moving into the second spot, whether that's a McDonald that may get more looks, whether that's more balls for James Conner out of the backfield, that's something to consider. From a betting standpoint, though, Joe, would I be crazy to consider the Cleveland Browns now the favorite in the AFC North?
No, I don't think.
Who's the favorite in the AFC North?
Cleveland's still a year or two away, but I think Baltimore now is clearly jumping up and down, going,
Thank you very much, Antonio Brown.
Yep, we appreciate it. I'm still going with Baltimore. I think Baltimore is a favorite. Maybe, don't count out. Listen, don't. They're not as good a team, but Pittsburgh still has a draft coming up. They got James Washington. We'll see what happens with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Time will tell. All right, you make it rain, player today. Coming up here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Go, go, go,
if your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. With the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Coming your way here this morning, Gabe Morenci, and I will go ahead and get you with the morning after until noon, but you can be assured of one thing here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll start your day here. We'll make it rain. We got a morning after, and we have live shows, live programming, live guys and girls all day long that are going to go ahead and do their very best to make it a very profitable 2019, not only in sports investing, but in the daily DFS and full year fantasy world. So you guys, thank you very much for making us a part of your day. Thank you for downloading the app. If you haven't, go ahead. Not only in the Google Play Store, but in the iTunes. Check it out, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Take us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I will say, you know, yesterday you had mentioned, and I didn't point it out, but I'm telling you how the DailyRoto.com and the analytics can truly help you make better decisions from a sports investing standpoint. I used it last night. I had I hit a 16 parlay last night in the NBA using the analytics and some of that information that I had gotten from Daily Roto to put. Now, because what you noticed, Dane, is a lot of my games outside of the Atlanta game were all under or overs, right?
Unders, yeah.
Yeah, or the unders. And the numbers and that we kept coming up, and the optimizer in Daily Roto kept showing me that we're not getting – there's not a lot to choose from a numbers standpoint here. So it kept pointing to unders, Golden State, unders. There wasn't an awful lot to work with. So as we dove into the numbers, which is what that brings to the table, you know, I was able to pull out six winners last night at 50-1, and that's a hell of a way to end a Sunday. But once again, using every available tool at my disposal, you know, you're certainly not going to get rich, you know, or you're going to go broke rather quickly if all you're playing is 16 parlays and, you're throwing money against the wall and hoping that something sticks. But the truth is, it was the only one I played all weekend long. And the reason I did it is because I was in the analytics section at DailyRoto.com, and I was able to look and go, wow, there are some determining factors here that made me want to go to the under. So once again, use the tools, Dane. If you've got them, use the damn tools, people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk about it how – listen, Joe, you know, Daily Roto, they have made 7 millionaires so far from DraftKings and FanDuel. I mean, you know, we got legitimate people hitting for 150K and 75K, you know, back-to-back days. You're talking about it helped you in the sports investing world. You know, like, I don't know how many times we got to tell you, or if you're just allergic to money, but this is the kind of insight and information you need to go ahead and make your investments. Like, you know, listen, you can bet your hunches all you want, but in the long run, you got to look with the stats. You got to try and find the edge, and that's what we're here to do.
Couple of crazy games, too, over the weekend. You got to love March Madness, because when March Madness gets here, it just – everything breaks loose. There was a game yesterday, too, that completely blew us away when we were watching it. It had to do with Bradley, as a matter of fact, the Southern Conference. And you know how much I love my Southern Conference, right? We talked about this here. And it was just – they scored 15 points in the first half. And Bradley was laying 4 points to go to the game. They scored 15 in the first half. And I can tell you right now, there was a lot of people running to the window, trying to get on their apps, trying to bet the other way against Bradley last night because they were going, oh, God, this is going to be I got the wrong side. Yeah, but they ended up not only coming back to win that game, they ended up not only winning it, but they also ended up covering. So that's how crazy it is this time of year that you can never tell with 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. You know, 15 points in the entire first half of a game, and I know guys that had Bradley going, they went and doubled it up on the second half trying to make up for it, and that was a huge, huge mistake because they came back and ended up covering. Also, Hofstra was laying 10 points, and I know a couple of guys that took the points, laid the points against Delaware. And that was not going to be a smart decision because they only ended up winning by 9, which, of course, James Madison was the game. They only won by 9, but James Madison shot 60% from 3-point range. Do you know what they averaged the entire year?
Far less than 60%. There you go.
22%. They averaged 22% on the whole year. So guys holding Hofstra tickets yesterday are going, are you kidding me? And that's the kind of craziness. That's when we talk about variance, Dane. You can only control what you can control, and there is no way. It's one thing to be on the right side, you know what I mean? It's another thing to be on the wrong side totally, but to be on the right side and get crushed by a team who only shoots 25% all year long in three-point range, to watch them hit, you know, 58% during a game that they got no business being in, that's the kind of stuff that drives sports investors to drink, my friend.
That's why I say it is a game of inputs, not a game of outputs. You know, it's the same kind of thing. You know, it's going to happen. You're going to get banged out the same way as when you're sitting 11 versus 6. You're going to lose sometimes. The same way when you think you have the nuts in poker, you're going to lose sometimes, right?
Yep.
But this is a game of inputs. You follow the trends. You follow the angles. And over time, if you had 55%, we hitting cash. I want to ask you, Joe, the Horizon League tournament is back at it.
Yes.
And, Joe, so far, we're now in the semis. It is 1, 2, 3, 4 seeds that have made it through so far. I know you say upsets reign supreme in the Horizon League, and I know you were on Wisconsin Green Bay. They are getting 7, I believe, tonight against Wright State. But can we put together some angles there? Because you told me
you know where I'm going with. I don't even need to tell
you. You like the 4 seed Green Bay. They're getting 7.
I'm taking it all day long. Bet them in the futures. I ended up, I think I got them, 15-1 that day when we talked about it. It took there. I'm taking them regardless, all the way to win. They can, let's go. I've taken them thus far through the two games. They're in, and they're going to win this thing. I'm telling you, they're going to win it as a 4 seed.
All right, they got Wright State tonight. They're getting 7 points. But so far, seeds 1, 2, 3, 4, the chalk has held so far in the Horizon League,
yes,
Joe.
But champion-wise, ain't going to be a 1
like
seed.
It.
Hell, I don't even
I like
think it's
it.
Going to be a
Give
2
Wisconsin,
seed.
Give me Wisconsin, Green Bay.
No,
Give me Wisconsin,
I'm going
Green
Wisconsin,
Bay.
I'm getting Green 7. Bay. Yep.
If I'm getting 7, with, sure, I'll take it.
I'll take those points all day long. You got to be kidding me. I think we got the better team. Not exactly had the better year, but I think at this moment we have the better team in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So lay the damn get the points and cash the ticket all day long. There's also another one, Northern Illinois, too, tonight. Ohio, the MAC tournament underway. So you got Ohio at Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is laying 4. And this is going to be, and we heard from Ralph Michaels last week that anytime you hear, well, they've already beat them twice this year, they can't beat them a third time. Well, that's a bunch of crap because we know the statistics tell us that just because a team once twice, you know, played twice already during a year, hell, even 3 times and beat them, the statistical information tells us it's still 50-50. 50% of the times they win in the third game or 50% of the times they lose in that third or fourth game. So I can tell you right now that even in this situation where Northern Illinois laying 4, even though they've had great success against Ohio, you think maybe Ohio's got it. There's no way you can beat this. Yeah, they're going to beat Ohio again. Lay the 4 points. They are absolutely going to cover, and they've covered all year, in fact, on a lot of games about two-thirds of the time. So this is a money machine, Northern Illinois. That's going to be their fourth win in five games against Ohio. Lay the points, the minus four. They're taking it home tonight. And Green Bay, Wisconsin, thank you very much.
Hey, what do you know? First of all, I'm going back to Green Bay. Late in the season, they got Wright State tonight, the one seed.
Yes.
You know, late in the season, at home, they beat Wright State by three. In about the middle of the season, they went to Wright State. They lost
Wright
by
State.
12 there, but that was at Wright State, right? So, and they won at home. So now you got to figure this is a neutral site. I like those 7 points. And by the way, I just got a notification on my phone. Ian Rappaport, who... do we trust him or not? I don't know. Is now saying, guess who the sleeper team is for Lev Bell? Oh, the Oakland Raiders. What do you know? They're going
to
spend some of that
$70
million cap room. I'm telling you, they're getting the village with the black hats to fit the Raider theme and vibe. Stay on brand as they go to Sin City. They're going to both be on the billboards together right next to MGM Grand.
Yeah, thanks for that. It's a way to go, Captain Obvious. A little too late there, though, Ian. It's going to have to get one right. Again, before people start to not look at you and go, yeah, whatever, Ian. Yeah, like we.
Well,
and the truth is, he wasn't lying. That's the funny part is he was not lying, though. He was telling you exactly what was going. There was a deal in place, unfortunately.
His reporting was accurate.
Yeah, his reporting was. But the public perception of Ian Rappaport right now is that, Ian Rappaport doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. So he's going to have to get a big one right down the road in order for people to go, oh, yeah, Ian's all right, man. It's amazing how public perception shifts there.
Got to rebuild the credibility. However, your boy Speeds does not have to rebuild the credibility because he had AB and he has Lev following AB.
Yes.
This would also be their way that they can almost, if they are in the same place, they can kind of prove that the problem wasn't them. The problem was Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? And to be honest, there's a lot of smoke here, Joe. Like, I get it. Lev Bell can be seen as a crybaby. AB can be seen as a diva. But if you put enough data points in there, if there's enough smoke, maybe there's really a fire that something is going on over there, whether it's Tomlin, whether it's Big Ben. Maybe there's a reason people are trying to get out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, it's time will tell, but I'm not necessarily sure you want to run to Derek Carr to be your savior.
Fair.
But quick, too, before we get out of here, let's get an update on the poll and where we are here, Dan.
Yes, so remember, we're doing our Make It Rain Hater Madness, okay? And we've had, so far, we've had, people getting cut off advance in the transportation region, remembering passwords advance in the technology region, dynasties moved on over huge salaries in the sports hate region over the weekend. So we start with the significant other region. We've got the three seeds snoring, Joe, versus the two seed, your partner's whack friends and family. What do you hate more, Joe, your partner's snoring or your partner's whack friends and family that you got to deal with?
The whack
package.
Friends and family, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, sleeper, so yep, that's it for me. Can't deal with the whack family.
Well, that is the two seed, and right now that is up 63%. So 37%, but there is time left. Make your voice heard as we move on, and we're going to have, it looks like, the Hate Elite Eight coinciding right with the start of March Madness. So keep it locked at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds. We make it happen.
Yes, we are, and it's make sure you guys get there, get the vote in. It's going to happen over the next couple of days, and get ready as Gabe Morenci, the morning after comes. We've got a couple of plays, a couple of selections. I believe Tim Brown's going to join us here talking about the whole Raiders situation and what he thinks about AB. One Hall of Fame wide receiver talking about another potential Hall of Fame wide receiver. Also want to mention Hornets Rockets tonight. Houston laying 9. The total is 225.5. And we are going over tonight, the 225.5, considering the fact that the over is 4-1 in the Hornets' last 5 road games. They are an over machine lately when it comes to being on the road. It's at home. They can't score. Also, 6-2-1 in the Hornets' last 9 games following a straight-up loss. They've usually rebounded pretty well and come up with an offensive game that has actually proved to be pretty profitable. This is one of those teams a little undervalued in Vegas. So the over at 225.5 is probably the smart bet tonight. Hornets at Rockets. Hell, the Rockets could score 125 themselves, my friend.
I like it.
Make it rain. What we do tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri of Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Good luck tonight, guys.
Vote in the polls. Vote in the polls.
Knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
I guess you could say they did have leverage, that it was just a team similar to Anthony Davis, like they were going to get the best deal. But the other 31 teams knew that they had the Steelers bent over. That's what it comes down to. So they weren't going to get a first-round pick. The only analogy I can make here, Joe, is I've been saying a number of times why I was so impressed and shocked with the San Antonio Spurs and Popovich. How when they were in a similar situation, having no leverage trying to move Kawhi Leonard, how they somehow got DeMar DeRozan back, another actual all-star, right? I was saying that that was impressive to me because I thought you'd be in the same situation that the Steelers were in now. When you know you have to move this guy, you're not going to get anybody's best deal. You're not going to get a best offer. And so what they wind up getting, a third and a fifth round pick. What I think is that this is now a very slippery slope because this is a proof point that the manner in which Antonio Brown went about this ultimately works for the player. I wonder if we're going to start seeing this more like in the NBA now here in the NFL. We're starting to see NBA type things in the NFL, whether it's on the player side from Antonio Brown, whether it's on the team side when the Houston Texans and Cleveland Browns traded Brock Osweiler in a kind of salary cap deal for a second round pick last year. You know, we're starting to see the business of player movement similar to the precedent that was set in the NBA, which you have said, like, it's a players' league and they're doing it. Maybe now, you know, we saw Le'Veon Bell call everyone's bluff and be like, nah, I'm going to wait out. We saw Antonio Brown trying to manipulate the narrative. And I think the issue with me is that it's actually working. We have to accept, instead of poo-pooing it all the time, we have to accept that he won in this one. He won. He got everything he wanted.
Yep. But to say that the Steelers had no leverage, the Steelers had a deal in place for the number 9 pick from the Buffalo Bills this year, except Antonio Brown, who had no leverage, who had no nothing, was the one who poo-pooed it. So to say that the market, they weren't going to get, the only thing they get was a 3 of 5. No, they got exactly what they wanted. The problem is Antonio Brown sat there and played the card that we knew he ultimately had, and somehow or another convinced the Steelers that, yeah, dude, you better take what you can get now because I just killed the deal that gave you the first round pick that you wanted from the Buffalo Bills. The only fact is the Bills had to walk away because you weren't going to re-sign a contract and you certainly weren't going to play in Buffalo. So to me, the whole thing is amazing from the standpoint of Antonio Brown